Old Songs is a family-friendly festival of folk, traditional, Celtic, and world music and dance, known for its relaxed atmosphere, interactive sessions and workshops, hands-on experience, and participatory nature. In addition to three concerts, there are 120 daytime workshops given by performers, a juried craft show, food and instrument vendors, and a children's activity area. It's the 33rd annual Old Songs Festival. It's taking place this weekend at the Altamont Fairgrounds in Altamont, New York. And Roger Mock is the assistant director of the festival, and he joins us in Studio A to tell us more. Good morning, Roger. Thank you very much, Joe, for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having us. It's an exciting time of year for us.
It sure is an exciting time of year, and there's so many wonderful festivals going on, and this is one of the biggies, and obviously, as I mentioned, the 33rd time.
Yep.
So this is, you have a t-shirt from the 28th,
yeah,
so
right.
You know, it shows it's been going on for a long time, and so how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it exciting and new and growing?
Well, we're always looking for new and interesting talent, and we scout it out during the year. We have agents that we work with that tell us who's up and coming, who's traveling, who's coming across the ocean from Ireland maybe, or who's going to be in the Northeast. So we look for that all year round and try to begin planning it almost a year in advance. And as it gradually comes together, we find, well, this, we've got this person here who would be interesting to match with them, you know. So there's that whole process that happens.
What is the mission? When we say Old Songs,
yeah,
what is the mission? What are you trying to
accomplish? Well, you know, what we're trying to do is bring music back to a participatory, something that's an enriching part of people's lives, not just something that you sit and watch and listen to. We do a lot of that. All of us do, and that's certainly part of what we do as well, but we really want it to be an integral part of people's lives. So maybe you come to the festival and you hear a particular instrument being played, and you think, I'd like to try that, and you go to a little learn how session about it and find out a bit more about it, or you go to a singing session and like a gospel sing, for example, and that becomes part of your life, and then maybe after the festival's over, you look for other ways in the community that you might continue to be involved in music. So we're really trying to get people involved in music personally, communally, and music is really a kind of glue in a community that holds people together and creates wonderful events. So
to give an example, I mean,
yep,
you'll have a performance, and then there will be an in-depth class and session by some of those performers from the festival. They will be,
yes,
teaching.
Yeah, we have official classes on Friday afternoon at the festival, but during the weekend we have learn how sessions. We have small workshops where maybe three performers get together around a particular theme, and it's very interactive with the audience.
And because it's at the Altamont Fairgrounds, which is, it's a great venue,
it's a
perfect place,
yeah,
there's a lot going on at various nooks and crannies. So
totally.
Some like 10 stages, is that,
yes,
right?
Yes. Of those, there's about six or seven of those are actual performance stages. There's a dance area, there's jamming areas, there's the learn how areas. So it comes out to about 10 different performance areas.
And then dance is included as well, and some of that is
sure.
I assume some of it is just pop up and just happens, and others is, yeah,
well,
is planned.
Yeah,
and
there is a planned dance area that runs all day long. So there, it's from, you know, everything from contra dancing, obviously something that we always do, English country dancing. Ethnic dancing, it depends upon which groups we have. We have a group from the Netherlands this year, so they're doing something that's called balfolk, which is a kind of community dancing in Europe that's very popular right now.
And ultimately, it gives people an understanding of what is happening around the world, of what is happening, has happened around the world in the past, and even in our own world in the past.
Mm-hmm. Sure, because a lot of this music, we call it music with roots, and a lot of the roots go very deep, you know. So when you're hearing the music of, let's say, the Netherlands, and this group Capriole that's coming is performing some of it really ancient musical styles that they've updated in a modern way, and you can sense those roots and learn from the musicians about where this music comes from and feel part of those communities of the past as well.
Talk a little bit about the main stage, because this is really where some of the main groups that are traveling and are coming here. So what does the main stage offer over the 3 days?
Okay. We have three main concerts, Friday evening, Saturday evening, and then finishing the day on Sunday. And most of the artists we've hired get a half hour, basically a half hour slot. So you get a showcase of, you know, their best material, basically. Right. And, you know, evening concerts, for example, run from 6:30 to about 11:30. So it's a big, long stretch outdoors, you know, weather permitting. We can move indoors. And it's a gorgeous place to just sit back and listen to music. And you hear such a variety, such an exciting variety of music over that one concert. I mean, you know, we're talking 7 or 8 acts probably. If one thing doesn't appeal to you, you just wait, and the next thing is going to knock your socks off. So,
and again, those are Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday.
And then Sunday afternoon, about 4 o'clock through the end of the festival, about 7 o'clock.
And then throughout the day, beginning at early in the morning.
Yeah,
there's things going on.
We really encourage people to get out early because there's so much to catch. One of the things that happens right away in the morning, Saturday and Sunday, is a shape note sing, early American form of hymn singing that's very interesting, very exciting form of hymn singing. If that's a part of your life at all, you should really check that out.
Who's doing that?
Peter and Mary Alice Amidon from the Brattleboro area come over every year and direct that.
Okay. Yeah. Everything from then... Because one of the things I find fascinating is being able to learn the instrument. So everything from ukulele to...
Ukulele, fiddle, guitar. Let me look at the list. There's concertina. And there's so many, you know, different kinds of music at the festival. So we pick some that, like we have Howie Burson doing a clawhammer banjo workshop. Howie's one of the best clawhammer banjo players in the Northeast, easily. So you learn from people who really know what they're talking about. Fiddling... let's see what else we've got. Irish singing. We have one of the great Irish singers right now. He just won an Irish Music Award this year for Irish singing. Seamus Bagley. He's going to come and do a little session on what that means to sing in Irish. Flat picking guitar from Beppe Gambetta, who's a fantastic player, Italian guitarist. So there's an idea of what you can expect.
I'll give this at the end as well, but there's an incredible calendar, and if you look at oldsongs.com, you can see the entire schedule and plan
dot org,
your day.
Say.
I'm sorry, .org. Yep. I apologize. Old Songs, which is right in front of me, but it's oldsongs.org, mm-hmm. and that'll be for all 3 days. And as you say, come early, and then you can – and I assume people make a weekend out of it.
Oh, many people do. Lots of people camp there, and we still have some camping available. So if you're interested in that, definitely think about it.
And you can do that, or you just come for the day and figure out what's going on. And are there people, I mean, you're always trying to keep it new. There's always, but are there people who have been there since the very beginning of performers?
There are a few who certainly have been there since very near the beginning. This dance group that we have, Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble, the leader, Eileen Carson, had an earlier group called the Fiddle Puppets that was there at the first or second festival.
Mm.
So they've been here through many times in various guises. They're a fantastic performance group. Gordon Bach, singer from Maine, who's been a stalwart of the folk music community for decades, has been there many times over the years. Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt, who are kind of also folk music stalwarts, They've reunited as a duo this year, so they're touring, and we managed to get them to come. So that's exciting for us and for them as well.
So what a great old and new.
Old and new, definitely.
Well, you can find out more. Go to the calendar and go to the website and see and plan your time at the festival. It's oldsongs.org, oldsongs.org. The 33rd annual Old Songs Festival is taking place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Altamont Fairgrounds in Altamont, New York, and it's oldsongs.org. Roger Mock is the assistant director of the festival. Roger, I thank you very much for joining us. I wish you a wonderful weekend filled with beautiful skies and great music and great dancing and a wonderful time for all.
Great. Thanks
so much,
Joe.
Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.